This is a daily update for Wednesday, July 12th, 2017. This is the 200th daily update, so we are celebrating here at UPRN. So, scores of NYPD officers turned their backs on Mayor de Blasio at officers Masotis Familia's funeral. The blue anger was drawn at the mayor's lack of support for police officers and giving the green light for criminals to commit crimes by letting people go for low-level misdemeanors in New York City. Also, de Blasio attended the G20 summit as a protester against capitalism, being the mayor of New York City. That is definitely a slap in the face to every American. New York City is in decay, but the mayor left town instead of consoling the family of the 12-year veteran officer slain in the Bronx. John McCain faces questions in the Trump-Russia dossier case. The defamation lawsuit about leaks leading to publication, claiming that the Trump campaign had connections to Russian operatives. Christopher Steele, who headed off the dossier, a former British spy, is pointing at John McCain as the source of the leak to the press. And we all know how much John McCain loves Donald Trump. So, a study has been done saying that you can get happiness from being generous, and it has a neural basis within the brain. MRI scans reveal that an area of the brain linked to generosity triggered a response in another part related to happiness. It is the gift of giving. It is the gift of kindness. And actually, we talk about that here all the time. The gift of kindness and how it is a gift for you and the person who is receiving, or even the animal who is receiving. So many people think that others give to get something in return or for some other selfish interests or some selfish reason, but the reality is giving makes us happy. So you can check out this article in Nature Communications, and it's a very interesting article to read. Homeland Security and the FBI say that hackers are targeting nuclear facilities in the U.S. There are attacks against companies like Wolf Creek. Hackers are mapping systems for future attacks, although the companies say that the operations systems are separate from the internet and their business systems. But does that mean that they can't hack into a grid and shut a grid down? Does that mean that they can't hack into a system and put forth some kind of override? The companies won't answer that. And they also don't know the extent of the hacks. They don't know the type of software that they're using. There's a lot of things that are unknown. The only thing they know is that they're getting hacked, which is pretty damn frightening. So today is Etch-a-Sketch Day for all the people out there that used to love to play with Etch-a-Sketch when you were a kid. And then a lot of adults do it now just to relax. Etch-a-Sketch is a lot of fun. Today is Simplicity Day, today to make things simple. You know, people tend to overcomplicate things. People tend to get lost in confusion. Today is a day to look for that point A to point B and simplify your life. It is pecan pie day, so you can go out and have your pecan pie, have it with some ice cream, have it with some cream. Fresh pecan pie, the best. Today is paper bag day, invented by Francis Wool back in 1852. And then think about the paper bag and then the revolution of that. It sounds so simple now, but it was a way for people to carry their goods and not in some kind of gunny sack and whatever. In a paper bag people use for other things, and you can easily recycle it, all that. So today's the day to enjoy that paper bag. And today is Eat Your Jell-O Day if you are not a vegetarian, because of course Jell-O contains gelatin, which is ground up cartilage and bones and stuff like that from cows and pigs and sometimes even horses. So have your Jell-O today. You know, my grandma used to make little parfaits, man. Put a little Jell-O in this, put some fruit, put some cream in between, a little Jell-O fruit cream, and you have like these levels of it. Awesome. We always look forward to those parfaits, and that's how simple life was. This is the daily update for Wednesday, July 12, 2017. The 200th update, of course, on UPRN, United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Past Christiane.